Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Flamengo is the most popular football club in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and even South America. Reports estimate that the club has more than 40 million fans worldwide. But how did Flamengo become so popular? I spoke with the marketing director and a fan of the club to find out. My name is Sam van Raalte, and welcome to the 433 podcast.
Uma vez Flamengo, sempre Flamengo. Flamengo sempre eu hei de ser. É o meu maior prazer vê-lo brilhar, seja na terra, seja no mar. Vencer, vencer, vencer.
Uma vez. Marcos Senna Mota is the marketing director at Flamengo. He has worked in sports media and events for years in Brazil. Marcos even served as a director during the 2016 Olympics in Rio. However, he's been at the helm of Flamengo for years now. Here's Marcos on how Flamengo became so popular in the last century.
Well, Flamengo is a club that I was born in 1895. And Flamengo became very popular during the 20th century in Brazil, for a variety of reasons, actually, but mainly because Rio, during the most part of last century, Rio was the capital of the country. And because of that, and even before television the radio, before TV, if you turn the radio on, you'd be listening to radio stations from Rio, because Rio was the capital, and that became the first big reason why Flamengo is so popular and by far the most popular team, and not only in Brazil, but in South America.
All right, so that's the first part of the answer. Now, let's hear from a fan of the club. Bernardo Perello is a Flamengo fan from Rio, currently living in the United States. After radio, television became more popular during the 80s. Bernardo thinks this had a massive impact on Flamengo's popularity because the club had its most successful years back then.
So all the country was watching our games. So if you go to the northeast of the north of Brazil, where you don't have a well-developed, you know, well-developed leagues and football, the teams from the first division and from the main championships, they normally didn't come from those areas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Flamengo got a lot of fans during that decade, people that actually were following. And just as I believe it happened in Europe, like Manchester City probably is getting a lot of fans for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
But in a way bigger dimension, because nowadays, doesn't matter how size your club, you can watch the game, you know, you can follow it up. This couldn't happen in Brazil like 40 years ago. So people say that on that era, like for that 10 years, we converted a lot of like new fans, kids that were watching. So we became national, like Flamengo is a national team.
Apart from the media, there's another, more cultural reason why Flamengo resonates with so many people in Brazil and beyond. Here's Marcos Senna Mota again, the marketing director of the club.
And the other reason, because Flamengo was born, the football team was born based on other team that didn't allow black people to play. Remember, the very early in the last century, all the slavery was coming to an end. And then Flamengo was the team that allowed black people, poor people to play, used to practice a free area so everyone could access and actually watch and interact with the players at the time. So I'm talking about very early decades of the last century. So Flamengo became very popular in the very beginning of its existence. And during the next decades, for half of the year, Flamengo used to play the official tournaments. In the other half, the team used to travel for every city, every big every region in Brazil, and interact to real interaction with all the people throughout the country. And last reason, I believe it's very important. Not everyone thought, but Flamengo colors originally was blue and gold, but became red and black. And by the time the team did exhibition games and traveling and interacting with people, most of the Brazilian population came from Indians and from Africa, the black people and the Indians. And black and red were two colors that those people identify very much with that. So nobody thought that beforehand, but that was actually what happened afterwards. So if you go into the history of Flamengo, you'll see that there are 4, 5, 6, 7 big reasons why the team became so long, so popular.
Flamengo truly became the club for different ethnic groups in Brazil, from the natives to the people with an African heritage. Today, approximately 22% of Brazil supports Flamengo, which is remarkable. The club is especially popular in the favelas, according to supporter Bernardo Perello.
So if you go to a favela, 80% will be Flamengo fan. So that also adds more of this, you know, like energy to the whole atmosphere itself. So the supporters of Flamengo, it's really the people, you know, working a lot. So that's why on Flamengo's Day game, it's just especially if an important match, the city would start. You would go to any of the pubs or bars. You definitely, I don't know if you see this in Rio, they will be crowded. Everyone will be stopping, paying attention. Bars owners say that Flamengo's game is like selling in carnival. Because it's just they just get rowdy.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This festive attitude is part of the club culture at Flamengo, explains marketing director Marcos Senna Mota.
Brazil is a country that people like to party. People are very that's a spirit in the country. Rio, it's even more special in this culture where Flamengo is played headquarter. So the population in Rio, it's a big reflection of Brazilian people itself. So people like to party. So Flamengo combined this joy with this feeling that we are the biggest, we are the best, we are this, you know that. So we have a very interesting within the supporters that if Flamengo goes bad, the team's not performing well, it's the biggest crisis in the world. If Flamengo goes well, it's the best thing in the world. There's nothing in between. So you're always dealing with extremes. So that's part of our culture. So if you go to a Flamengo's match, it's very likely that the stadium will be sold out, crowded, and there's no way that people will go back home like quiet and recognizing this or no, or either they are exploding enjoy, or they are very mad, and it's a heaven or hell. That's how we call it. So that's part of our culture, and it's a big challenge for us who run the business to deal with that, because that, in some way or another, it affects our day-to-day life.
Yeah. When I was in Rio last year, I saw Flamengo shirts everywhere, and like you said, like about a quarter of the population of Brazil is a Flamengo fan. So in Brazil, like, you're set with fans. So what you see nowadays, we see that in my country as well, that the most popular clubs, they try to gain popularity outside of the country as well. Is that something you're working on as well, and what's your tactic or your plan to bring Flamengo to people outside Brazil as well?
Yeah, it is. It is a good challenge. In terms of the jerseys that you see people wearing, our jerseys, we sell every year almost 2 million pieces.
Wow!
And if you notice that each one average price is $90, about in our currency about 360 or 400 reais, which is like almost $100.
Yeah,
it's expensive. Everywhere in the world, but specifically in Brazil,
yeah.
If we have about like 1/10 of your average income, so you can imagine people spending that kind of money to wear a jersey every year. And we launch 3 jerseys: first the home jersey, the away, and then the third one. So every January, every April, and every August, we launch a new jersey. That's why we sell over 1 million jerseys, over almost 2 million pieces overall.
Wow.
So, but that's the official market. If you count the black market, of course, it's like we can't even tell. So, because when you sell a jersey for almost $100, you can imagine the room that black market has to produce more. Cheaper pieces, even expensive pieces, but cheaper than the official ones. So,
So
that's one challenge that we have to run as well. But with that being said, Brazil has about 5 or 6 million Brazilian people, that's statistics official, living outside of Brazil. So we consider ourselves having more than 1 million supporters living outside of Brazil. So that's our first touch point in terms of our strategy to go abroad. So that's on how to do it. So we want to reach these people. By the way, we're building a big data lake here to knowing every one of our fans. We count about 45 million people. So we have almost 200 physical retail stores throughout the country. We have over 200 academies, over 25,000 kids attending those academies. We have over 450 what we call internally embassies, like group of people, organizations throughout the Brazil and in every big cities in the world. If you go to Lisbon, to London, to Milan, to Miami, to New York, every time Flamengo plays, there will be dozens or hundreds of people going to a place to watch the game. So which make it easier for us to try to capture that kind of that information, to know our people. Of course, in the beginning, we have like 3-4 million people in our database. We want to multiply that by at least by 10 to try to reach everyone. It's a long-term project, but we're doing well. But that's a first step in order to bring our brand overseas. But we have other projects as well. We tried last year to buy a team, the first division in Portugal. Portugal, because of the language, it's much easier. And a part of our strategy of being a more easy way to make our young players visible to European markets and bring increase our revenues in different money, dollars or euros, because we have a team. Like we have about like even every team here in South America, we have Boca Juniors have like Cavani. There are 1, 2, 3 big stars. We have like 10 in Flamengo. It creates a culture that we are the biggest rival of probably the top 10 teams in Brazil. with few exceptions of local derbies, for instance, in São Paulo, you have Palmeiras, Corinthians. But if you ask Palmeiras fans, they hate Corinthians and they hate Flamengo. Like, almost the same level. If you go to other local rivalries, they probably will say, I hate Flamengo more than I hate my local rival. So one thing that makes us different from others, at particularly those others from Rio, we are certainly the team that each one of them consider our rival.
What is it like to work for the club as an employee?
Yes, that's a thing that happened to me. Well, I feel like very privileged to have that chance, because the fact that I'm a supporter, that's nothing to do with my coming here. I've been in the market for more over 30 years now, long career, business side, nothing to do with football clubs. It is true that over the last 10 years, I've been dealing with sports. So I did work for the Olympic Games that happened in Rio in 2016. Then I worked for the South American Football Confederation, CONMEBOL. So I had some experience before coming here. I had a much larger experience in other industries like telecommunications. I've been there for 15 years, and some others like banks or even retail industries. So I'm trying to bring experience out of this specific business, and at the same time, I had to learn a little bit of the business. So I've been here in Flamengo for 2.5 years now. We're doing great with the results. I'm responsible for all the revenues except for the football, like selling players. That's not with me. Other than that, I'm responsible for all the revenues. And it's our goal is to make it very solid and consistent over time, and depending less and less of in specific performance of the team that tournament or that specific year. So we can't let we have such a strong brand. We're building an even stronger brand. We can't afford to have the team is going well. Our revenue increases a lot. If the team is not going well, our revenue cannot decrease a lot. So we're looking for that kind of consistency over time. That's our big challenge. Yeah.
Alright, so there we have it. Flamengo became popular in the last century because of radio coverage from Rio de Janeiro, followed by a golden age of Flamengo in the 80s, when more and more people could watch them on TV. Flamengo were more inclusive from the very beginning, which resulted in the largest fan base in the city, country, and even the continent. Thank you for listening to this episode of the 433 podcast. And don't forget to check out all the other amazing content on the 433 app.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.